something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah. This morning, I'm going to begin sharing a few things on prayer. And I hope that you are enjoying more to pray today than you ever did in your life. Yes. It's very important. Our world was going in the way that Satan wanted it to go. To take away God's people's interest in the things of God and direct their interests to the world. And eventually to the worship of Satan. Because at the end of the day, that's what he wants. I mean, remember the temptation of Jesus. What did he ask him to do? He says, if you will fall down and worship me, I'll give you everything. He says, I'll give you all these kingdoms because they've been delivered to my hands. Who delivered them to his hands? Adam, first Adam. So Satan, wielding that Adamic authority, had the audacity to say to Jesus, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you authority over the kingdoms of the world. But Jesus was clear. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So you look at history, you'd find that human life has always been focused on deity. The central point of human life is the worship of deity. Because man, in his spirit, recognizes a divine connection without which he has no meaning. His life is meaningless. Without a divine connection, life is meaningless. Life is meaningless. Life is without a compass. The rich and the poor, they die the same way. They may be remembered for a while and not remembered anymore. Look at what happened in 2020, particularly into 2021, when they were destroying the statues
of several historical personalities in various cities in the United States. Names that were revered for so long as makers of their society. Cities were named after them. Streets were named after them. It was a pride to hope to be remembered like them. And we watched on television how statues that were raised, monuments raised to their memory, were brought down most violently. So much for eternal glory in the earth. I will tell you something. A generation came up that had no regard for what they did and provided some other interpretation for their actions. It's not new. It's not new. Joseph did marvelous things in the land of Egypt. Joseph became a great name in Egypt. He helped Egypt through their difficult times by the power of God, the wisdom of God that God gave him. Served as prime minister. Think about it. The Bible says, generations later, this man that was so revered, this man that was so respected, the Bible says, there came to the throne a Pharaoh that recognized not Joseph. All the Pharaohs were well educated. They were masters of history. So when the Bible says he knew not Joseph, doesn't mean that he knew nothing about Joseph. No, no, no. It's all etched in print in their caves everywhere, in their materials, even till this day. So that Pharaoh knew about Joseph. But like what we had in the United States, provided a new interpretation, failed to recognize the truth about Joseph. What did he do? He placed Joseph's people in slavery. He made them slaves. He made them slaves. Until they cried out to God for bitter bondage, hard bondage. They suffered. They were treated less than men, less than humans. So the idea that somehow if you can be great enough in this world, you'll be forever remembered. That's a chasing after the wind. All you need is some good lesson of history. Then you realize the emptiness in this world. Emptiness. Emptiness. So why do you live? What's the meaning of life? You realize suddenly it's got no meaning without God. So you find back in history, they always sought to connect to the divine, whatever their perception of divinity was. It'll help you understand why the beard, Dagon, remember Dagon? The god of the Philistines. Dagon. He was a man with the lower body of a fish to the tail of a fish. Just like a mermaid. Mermaid is female of the same kind. And they worship Dagon. But when you understand the operations of demons, wicked spirits, you know how such things came about. Because Dagon was actually the imagery provided them of a demon. And so they created this idol to fit the description of this Dagon demon. Then their biggest, the most senior of their gods which till this day you see the symbols. You see the symbols. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the Nyesväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah. Let me read you a scripture. I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 17 and verse number 7 says, and they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations. I want you to notice that verse and then go to chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And read verse 17. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came up newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Devils. Demons. And of course, if you go to the New Testament, you'd see exactly the same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 20. What does the Bible say? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and what? And not to God. Devils. Not to God. And I would know that you should have fellowship with devils. It's letting you know that when those people sacrifice, they offer sacrifices to these idols, that they're actually demons behind the idols. Listen, I don't want you to be like them. Why? Because they have fellowship with demons. So I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. These people have fellowship with demons through their sacrifices. So when they were worshiping Dagon, what happened? They had fellowship with demons. So it's not just the idol that's there. There's an evil spirit behind the physical structure that they have erected. And if you look at what I just showed you from the book of Leviticus, it tells you something quite interesting. What it translates as devils is goats. Goats. And there's a reason I'm bringing that to you. You know, when I was sharing with you along these lines, I talked to you about certain cults. From where several of them involved in world politics today, involved in various organizations today, I told you about this cult that they are part of and the symbol of that cult that they worship is the head of a goat. I shared it with you. The symbol is the goat. And he's told us, those are demons. They're demons. So, all through human history, you would see this desire for connection with deity. And something good about what happened with Dagon, by the way, you remember in the story when the Ark of God was captured and they brought it into the temple of Dagon, and they were so happy. They said, our God is stronger than their God. So we have captured the God of Israel. So they brought his ark. And you remember when war came and that ark was brought to the battle, they were scared to death. All right? They were scared to death. And they cried out. They said, look, you got to fight like men. We can't allow ourselves to become slaves to the Israelites. But you see, the Israelites weren't living for God. They were messing up. They were messing up. So in the same way that he let the churches be shut down, that's how he allowed the ark to be captured. I'm sure you're getting it now. The ark was captured. The ark that if even an Israelite touched, he'll be smitten to death by the power of God. No ordinary man could touch it. Yet, that ark was captured. It became as nothing. It was captured and taken to the land of the Philistines. And they brought it before Dagon and locked him up in the temple of Dagon. So in the morning, they came into do their chores, and Dagon was bowed before the ark of God. They couldn't believe it. They thought somebody surely did something terrible here. They knew they were going to catch whoever it was. So they set up Dagon again. Dagon couldn't get up. Think about it. He couldn't get up. So they set him up again, and the ark of God was still there. Left him there. Next time they came, not only was Dagon falling, his hands and his legs were all broken. Oh, praise God. Dagon was like Humpty Dumpty. Had a great fall, and all the king's soldiers and everybody couldn't put him back together. Hallelujah. So they sent away the ark of God. But then, think how much they put into building their gods. They put in so much. Come to what the Bible tells us about Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. At the time, he was king of the world. The whole world was under Babylon. King of the world. And he built an idol of gold. Complete gold. They had gold. He was king of the world. An idol of gold. How many of you measure in feet? Let me see your hand. You measure in feet. Just want to know. Okay, how many of you measure in meters? How many of you don't measure at all? Because there are too many hands that are down. You don't measure in feet. You don't measure in meters. What else are you measuring? Let's go again. I take it that you didn't hear me. How many of you measure in feet? Okay. How many of you measure in meters? Okay. All right, I wanted to be sure which one I should use. But it's almost the same numbers. So this idol that was built by Nebuchadnezzar was 90 feet tall. Nine feet wide. So if you're in meters, that would be approximately 30 meters high. That's a lot for gold. Even if you say gold plated, that's still a lot for it. 30 meters. And 3 meters wide. That's a lot. And he said, everybody in the land must worship this idol. They put in so much. An idol of gold. Hallelujah.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Huntford, Kuhs. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.